The Franchise Geeks present Social Geek Radio. Hello, geeks. I'm your host, Jack Munson, your social media consigliere. Today's episode is being brought to you by Social Joey. One quick note, if you like what we're doing here, please jump over to the iTunes store and leave us a review, and also be sure to tell a friend about us. We do appreciate you. Today, we're talking about creating more content with our guest, Peter Akies. Peter is a productivity coach for online entrepreneurs. Recently, he launched the 30-Day Creator Challenge, and he joins us right now on Social Geek Radio, live from Amsterdam. Welcome, Peter.
Hi, Jack. Thanks for having me.
So I really want to hear about this 30-Day Creator Challenge, but first, let's start off with a little bit of background on you. Tell us a bit about your story.
Yeah, sure. So as you mentioned, I'm a productivity coach for online entrepreneurs, but I actually have a background as a corporate consultant. I used to work in a type of consulting which is called litigation consulting, also known as economic consulting.
Okay.
It's basically big law firms suing each other and, well, big companies suing each other. They hire law firms and they need people to run the numbers.
Right. So, plenty of work there, I'm sure. Yes.
Oh, especially in America. Yeah. So that's my background. And I had a really nice job, paid really well, working on projects you'd read about in the national news. So by outward appearances, it was very successful, right? I looked very successful. But as you might imagine, it wasn't exactly making my heart, keeping me warm, to think that, I saved a big company a lot of money.
Understood.
Yeah. So I learned a lot about how to manage projects, especially because as I got more senior, I ended up managing, sizable teams. But I wanted to take those skills and work with a group of people that I align more with, that are doing something that resonates with me. And that's how I ended up working with online entrepreneurs. I just love when people take matters into their own hands, when they start their own business or growing an existing business and making a living doing something that they care about. And that's why I do productivity coaching for online entrepreneurs now.
Excellent. So tell us about the challenge and where did this content challenge originate?
Yeah. So I see so many people who have trouble creating content consistently. People want to build an online business and that requires building an audience, right?
Yeah.
But building an audience, you really need to put out some content for people to pay attention to you. And you need to do it consistently. And I see so many people struggle with this. They will start blogging and they're really enthusiastic, but before you know it, it's been 3 months since the last blog post. Or people, they start a podcast, but then you can go on iTunes and you see there's only 12 episodes and then the podcast kind of died out.
Yeah, yeah. And I think what makes it even worse is every marketing expert in the world is telling all of us, we need to create more content. That's the secret to success. You've got to create more. But until now, no one has really told us how to create more, because unless we can find an eighth day of the week or a 25th and 26th hour of the day, I'm sure you hear the same excuses that I hear that, my day job got in the way, or I just ran out of time and I'm just far too busy. I'm sure you hear that a lot.
Absolutely. Yeah. People like buy into the belief, right? And mm-hmm. they know that creating content will lead to a bigger audience, which will lead them to hit all their business goals that they want. But, like you say, day-to-day stuff gets in the way. And I started with a 30-day creator challenge kind of incidentally, because last year, I decided, I'm going to start blogging every single day. So a couple of years ago, I started blogging and I would blog twice a week on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And then it'd be Wednesday and I'd be like, oh no, tomorrow's a Thursday. I have to write.
Yeah. And you start dreading it, right? You're like looking at the clock thinking, okay, I'm good for today, but oh, I have to do one tomorrow. Now what am I going to do?
Yeah. And I certainly wasn't like pre-writing anything ahead of time. I would put it off as long as possible until I hit my, and then I said, this isn't working for me. I'm just going to do this every single day for 365 straight days. And I started doing that on April 7th. So of 2018. So okay. As we're recording this in a couple of months from now, I'll hit my 365 days.
Wow.
And I have actually blogged every single day since April. And I found
that wait a second. You have blogged every day since April of 2018. Every single day.
That's right. That's right.
Wow. Yeah. So let's talk about the blogs you're doing. And I know you've got some key points to the challenge, but tell me about these blogs. How long are they and what do you talk about every day?
Yeah. So this actually varies a lot because the length varies a lot because at first I said, you know what? I'm going to create just like a really solid 600 to 800 blog posts every day. But of course, like that's not something I could keep up. I mean, there are days when you just don't have the time to write something long. But then I started realizing sometimes I have something to say that I can say in 5 sentences, and that can be really useful to someone too.
And are you putting these on, you have a specific website where all of this stuff lives, or are you putting these blog entries on other channels? Where do you typically post this content?
Yeah, so I share it on my own website, peterakis.net, but I also share it, of course, across all of my social media. I have an email list and a bunch of people on my email list also signed up to get all the blog posts. So they get an email from me every day. I've just got that automatically set up through an email service provider. And so it's a variety of things. And I find that most people end up reading my posts on, for example, Facebook, right, or Twitter.
Mm-hmm. I see them on LinkedIn as well. That's usually where I see you.
Yeah. No, that's true. That's true, actually. For some reason, LinkedIn is a really good platform to engage with people who want to start their own business. I don't know. Maybe it's all those people in corporate that are thinking of getting out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely it is. But, you know, there are a lot of entrepreneurs. We'll talk in a little bit about the franchising industry here in the U.S. There are so many people that I know through franchising who are entrepreneurs, whether they are part of a franchise system or they started a franchise brand. And LinkedIn is really their go-to place. This is where entrepreneurs talk about being entrepreneurs and, you know, business people talk about being business people. So I think that's a really good place for you to share your content to maybe challenge people to do their content as well, right?
Yeah. And it took me a while to realize this because I'd always sort of thought of LinkedIn as a place where if you're looking for a job, then you update your CV, your resume on LinkedIn, and then people will hopefully find you. But there's definitely more to it than that.
Yeah, no, it's really has evolved into being the social network for business people. And I don't know where it's going, but that's what it feels like it is right now.
Yeah. And you can actually write complete articles now on LinkedIn, which is definitely one thing I would recommend to people. If you're already writing, it's very easy to just put your article on LinkedIn as well. Rather than creating a post, there's just a button that says write an article, and it will just format your post more like an article, and it'll just get more attention that way because it looks more official almost.
Yeah. And one tip I think I would share on that is some of the experimentation that we've been doing at Social Joey is doing an article on LinkedIn as an article, not as a link that goes somewhere else, really is starting to improve your reach on LinkedIn, because while no one's cracked the LinkedIn algorithm quite yet, it does appear that LinkedIn loves the fact that people are writing articles and sharing articles on LinkedIn and not having people leave LinkedIn to go to some other website or some other social channel. So I think the fact that you're posting those as articles really helps your reach. And I think you're going to get a lot more views and connect with a lot more people that way. So keep it up. Sure. That I see it every day. You know, I know that you're posting stuff every day lately because I see it every morning. So that's terrific.
That's great.
So tell us about some other points of the challenge. How do we get into this? What does it look like? And what are the main areas of this 30-day creator challenge?
Yeah, of course. So essentially what I did is, you know, people started asking me, Peter, how do you manage to write every single day? And I got that question over and over again. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to write this down and share it with people so that I can share it with more people. I don't have to repeat myself.
There you go.
Yeah. So it's a series of guided emails, basically. If people are familiar with Blogmas, I don't know, around Christmas every year, there's a thing called Blogmas where people will challenge you to write for like the first 25 days of December.
Okay.
So it's kind of like that, except 30 days, and I guide you. So you're not left to your own devices and say, okay, write a blog post every day. No, people sign up, and then I take them from the very beginning and to all the way to building a habit that allows people to create a piece of content every day. So the beginning is, you know, find a place to publish. It could be medium.com if you're writing blog posts. It could be Anchor if you're recording a podcast. Or it could be YouTube if you're creating videos. But really, that doesn't matter. But the first thing I teach is start taking action. So don't go and install your own WordPress website if you don't have it yet. Or if you do, don't worry about what it looks like. Or install, you know, 20 plugins. Because those are all things that are just preventing you from creating stuff. So go literally, you know, write on LinkedIn like right now if you want to, right? That's the thing. I say start taking action immediately, even if it's with something really small and it doesn't look nice. Just start and go build that momentum.
I really like that idea of writing on LinkedIn or writing on Medium or recording a podcast on Anchor or somewhere like that without having to invest in building a WordPress site. Or, you know, I think too many people get hung up on, you know, what am I going to call my blog and what's my logo going to look like? And is it going to be, you know, green or blue or purple? And I think you're right that those are all distractions. They're not content friendly activities. You're putting up artificial barricades, and some of that could be financial as well. If you don't want to invest in blog platforms and websites and things like that. So that's a fantastic idea. Just start writing on a place where it really doesn't cost you anything, like Medium or LinkedIn.
Yeah, exactly. And it can save you money and time too. And the other thing that I say about starting is, you know, start with something small. So people understandably want to write epic blog posts, or they want to create, you know, a podcast that will become really popular and highlighted by Apple as the new podcast of the month or something like that. It's just not very likely that you're going to create really good content when you're first starting. It's just not likely.
Right. Unless you're a movie star or a television star, then you might get bumped to the top of the line. But at this point, you're probably going to start at the bottom.
Yeah, and that's okay. And that leads me to my second point, which is to avoid what I call unhelpful comparisons with others. So one of the main objections that I hear is that people say, yeah, but what I create, it's just not really good enough. I feel kind of embarrassed to share it. Or other people's content out there is so much better. What do I have to add? And this is understandable, right? Because there is a lot of really amazing content online.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that too. I can't compare this little podcast with Adam Carolla or Joe Rogan or people who you know have millions of listeners every day and have Hollywood movie stars and people like that as guests. But when it comes to what we do here, you just keep going, right? And talking to interesting people about marketing like we're doing right now. So yeah, that's another great point.
Yeah, and the way that I suggest people motivate themselves when they're struggling with comparing themselves with others is go look at someone who is currently creating amazing content, someone you really respect, and go look at the first couple of pieces of content that they've created. Not to laugh at how bad those things were, but to see how far these people have come. So, for example, there's a YouTuber called Marcus Brownlee, MKBHD. He has a very popular YouTube channel where he reviews technology, phones, tablets, things like that. And he gets invited to all the major events. Like, he'll get invited by Apple. I think he did a thing with Elon Musk a while ago, right? Like, he's a big deal now.
Yeah.
Like the first YouTube videos that he put up there, you know, he was a teenager reviewing things like reviewing a new webcam or reviewing a new dongle or whatever, and making like videos where you could barely see him because his webcam was so bad. And that's not because I want to laugh at him. I want to see, like, it's amazing the progress that this guy has made.
Yeah.
And people can do this if they just start creating now. you know, it's not the final product. You can improve over time. You can massively improve over time.
Yeah, that's almost a goal, right? If you think you're starting off really small with your blog or whatever you're writing or your video, is you can actually set goals that, hey, I just want to be better at this a year from now than I am today. And I think, like your example, having that kid just start, just do something every day, or, you know, whatever his time frame was, and you get better every time you do it.
Yeah. And the lovely thing about doing it every day, and this is why I recommend that people do it every day, and that's what I, you know, have people do in the 30-day creator challenge, is that when you create every day, it massively takes off the pressure. So if you say, I'm going to create something every week, for example, I'm going to shoot videos, I'm going to put a video on every week, then you're going to think, it's been like a week since I published a new video. This one better be really good.
Right, right. Yeah. Yeah. I guess it makes sense that if you were only going to write one blog post per year, it better be the quality of a best-selling novel.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to put a year's time into it. But if you're doing something every day, it's almost a little more personal too, right? It turns into your own personal thoughts, doesn't have to be perfect. And it's almost like a daily journal of what you're thinking about today.
Yeah. And people really connect with you over time. I mean, the person who is the best at this is Seth Godin. And I mean, yep, obviously Seth Godin is good at many things.
Yeah.
One
of your earlier points though, if you go back and read some of his early work, you know, back pre-Yahoo and all of those days, he's improved a lot. Let's put it that way.
I like that framing. Yeah.
Yeah, so but that's more about, right? Seth Godin.
Yeah, but it's hopeful for people who are currently struggling to create consistently, right? To go look at other people who are now very successful and think, hey, they started somewhere too. And where they started, maybe I'm actually already better than where they started. So look at what's possible.
Sure, great. Okay, we are looking at the key points of the 30-day creator challenge. What else do we have, Peter?
Yeah, so the third and final key point, and there's a lot more points that I actually talk about when people join the challenge and we'll get the guided emails, but the three key points, the third one is, you know, how are you actually going to find the time and the energy to create, even when it's busy, you know, in your life? We talked about this before. Life happens. So my main recommendation there is just to create very short things. Like if you're writing, write a 5-sentence blog post right today. Do it when you're on the train to work, or do it during your lunch break. It doesn't matter. Do something very brief. If you're going to shoot videos, shoot like a 30-second video just to build the habit, because that's really the secret of it, to be honest. This is all about habit formation. Mm. So I'm teaching people how to create content consistently. But if you change some of the words that I use, I might as well be teaching you how to go to the gym regularly, because it's actually about forming a habit. Now, of course, there's a lot of specifics to creating content online that I talk about, but start small and go from there. That is so important, because if you say to yourself, I'm going to create an 800 word blog post every day, I mean, that's just probably not going to happen. It'll be very stressful.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, your example with Seth Godin is a perfect one. I read his blog religiously every day, every day that he puts new content out. That's the first
thing
I read. And it's not long, you know, he's not following the rules of it's gotta be 350 words minimum, and it's gotta have, you know, whatever keywords in. He doesn't care about those rules. He's interested in sharing his thoughts, and I'm interested in reading his thoughts, and not necessarily what keywords he found to be most appropriate for search engines. You know, he's doing exactly what you're talking about. So that's a great example.
Yeah, not that there is not a role for doing keyword research, right? But it depends on what is your goal for right now. And so if your goal is to learn how to create consistently, then maybe don't do the keyword research. And the thing about creating daily is, this is something that I recommend people do initially to build that habit. But of course, it's not like once you take this challenge, I'm now obliging you to create daily for the rest of your life, right? It's about building that muscle, flexing the muscle.
Yeah.
So
I would love to see some results from people who do the 30-day challenge now, and maybe a year or two down the road, they go back and look at that initial 30 days and all of the content they created in those 30 days. My guess is they will, as you say, they will have learned to create content better and more effectively. And I'm also guessing they will look back at that and really enjoy the time that they put in that 30-day period. And it will probably be one of those things that they'll never forget.
Yeah, people tell me now that they really are enjoying the challenge. But like you said, it'd be really interesting to see what happens sort of 2 years later. The challenge hasn't been online long enough to see to see those results. But, you know, it will be.
It will be in no time at all. Very good. Yeah. A quick announcement. The International Franchise Association 2019 convention is happening in Las Vegas, February 23rd through the 27th. My friends and I from Social Joey look forward to seeing you there and discussing social media for franchises. We've got some best practices for Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn that we'll be sharing at a couple of roundtables and panels, as well as in the exhibit hall, and possibly, just possibly, at a cocktail hour or two. It is Vegas, after all. So learn more about what makes local social media the most important channel for marketing your franchise at socialjoey.com. That's socialjoey.com. Okay, Peter, where can we learn more about your 30-day creator challenge? And if listeners have any questions for you or they want to connect with you, where can we send them?
Yeah. So my personal website is peterakis.net. That's Peter and then A-K-K-I-E-S.net. But I would highly recommend anybody who has their own business or wants to have their own business or is looking to grow their business, join the 30-day creative challenge. It doesn't take that much time. You can really do it in up to in just 15 minutes a day, right? More makes it a little bit easier, but really you can create short things. And so I would encourage all those people to join over at creatorchallenge.com.
creatorchallenge.com. Easy enough. And we will have links to that and to your website as well on socialgeekradio.com and on our Facebook page too. Peter, thanks so much for joining us today. I'd love to get back in touch with you maybe a little bit down the road and see how the challenge is going and see how your personal self-challenge of writing a blog post every day for a year is going. We can't wait to see how it ends up.
Yeah, Jack, thanks so much for having me on. I will definitely report back once I hit the 365 consecutive days. It's not really in doubt at this point. So,
yeah, I think you'll make it at this point. Well, thanks so much for joining Social Geek Radio, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, and good night, everybody.